Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians have a big night offensively last night, and while Carlos Carrasco wasn't great, he gives you six innings, so the bullpen's in great shape. And, Terry, it's amazing when you get a couple of big hits, what a difference it does make for your ball club.
Yeah, I thought last night we did a good job. I mean, we got down early. And against Burley, that's probably the last guy you want to get down just because he knows what to do with a lead. You know, we've seen him so many times. He gets lead, and he's at one pitch away from a double play. And we really did a good job of not giving in and hitting the ball the other way or laying off the ball that's just out of the zone. And then, you know, we got a big hit where, you know, they take the run off the board when they reverse Borney. But then two hitters later, you know, Brantley hits a home run. That was a big turnaround for us. And then Hayes with the big home run that added on, because they're pretty explosive over there, as we saw two nights ago. So to pad that lead was big.
Michael Brantley's pretty amazing in his own right, Terry. I mean, it's obvious when you watch him run. He's not moving like he has in the past because of that back. But, boy, when you look at his at-bats, you would sure never know it.
Well, he's so professional in everything he does, and he's so intelligent. And I do think, along with a lot of guys, when the weather turns, physically everybody will feel a little bit better. I mean, we were talking about it beforehand. April, when it's cold, it beats these guys up. And really, I mean, when they're done with a game, you really feel it. And there's nothing to do about it. I mean, everybody has to go through it, but it does kind of wear on you a little bit.
What's the difference this year with Ryan Rayburn as compared to a year ago? Because he's off to a tremendous start.
Well, I think a couple things. One is he worked so hard in the winter, and so he gave himself a really good chance when he came to spring training. And then I think confidence plays such a huge part with him. And he should be confident right now. I mean, he's using the whole field. He's getting the barrel on so many balls. And he feels good about himself when he walks up to the plate. I think he's closer to the guy 2 years ago than last year. And that's good for us.
Speaking of offense, Nick Swisher has been certainly hitting the ball in Columbus. Any idea when we might see Nick? And is he getting closer in your mind?
Yeah, I do. I definitely think he's getting closer. He's going to play again today, and then he'll fly here tonight. So we'll visit with him tomorrow, and we'll kind of see. You know, the hard thing is I think Swish is to the point where his intensity is 100%. I'm not sure if still his athleticism is quite there. We'll see. You know, maybe it won't quite be what it was. That's the hard judgments. And I know he's getting antsy. But we've tried to say all along, it's not about how we're playing. It's about being fair to him and trying to put him in the best position. And sometimes that's a hard call.
Today you've got the Cy Young Award winner, Corey Kluber, who is still looking for his first win, even though he hasn't pitched like he should be winless. Does that ever mount up, though, even with a guy with Corey's stoic composure, the fact that he hasn't had a win?
I think there's been some frustrations, you know, maybe in a few innings. But going into a game today, I guarantee you that's not what he's thinking about. I think one of the really special things about Kluber is if you ask him, hey, if he didn't have a decision but we won his games, he'd be okay with that. I know that's how he feels. So, again, because we care about him, you know, obviously like to see him get going and get in the win column. But more importantly, it's just the way he pitches.
And he's another guy. He hasn't pitched much when the weather has been good here this early part of the year.
I don't think he's pitched in good weather for a year and a half. I mean, this guy, last year, remember at the beginning of the year, every game he pitched, it was a delay. I mean, but again, if you have to have somebody to handle it, I'd take my chance on Klub.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton reminding you to stay tuned for the Indians and Blue Jays on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.